now, The Rough Season, a 10-part series. Today, episode 10, The Calm After the Storm. Featuring Anthea Octave as Delthea, Brendan Lacai as Jerry, Marvin George as Miguel, Almal Gordon as Esme, Taliba Kwashi as Keisha, Joanne Hussein as Mrs. Sitaram, and Alicia Goddard as the teacher.
Jerry, you really have to wear that hat?
Delthea, don't start that again, huh?
Why you have to wear that big thing on your head? Everybody watching us.
Look, I'm sure everybody's just wondering where I got it and want to buy one. You know, these cricket hats are real popular, you know.
Well, guess what, Jerry? We had a family day that delivered a hurricane, not cricket.
It's good for blocking the sun, Delthea, from my face.
What sun? Look at how much clouds in the sky.
Look, I can never win with you, eh?
I hope you realize that. What's the time?
5:12.
Goodness, Keisha told us to be by her booth by 11:30. Let me ask somebody now. Excuse me, mister. You could tell me where 2F booth is?
2F. Sorry, can't do it now.
Okay.
Oh, wait. Look, something that everybody home should have.
What's this?
A listing of emergency numbers, fire, ambulance, police, that kind of thing.
That's real nice.
Keep it near to the telephone and teach your children how to make calls in case of any emergency.
Well, thank you. Thank you very much. How much for this?
It's yours. It's free.
Really? Yeah, thanks.
Yeah, no problem, man. All right.
All right.
Nice.
You know, this is something we should really have in the house.
Look, now not Miguel. What are you doing here?
Another convert.
Miguel! Hey, Miguel! Hey! Jerry! Delthea, how are you going?
Good. Yeah.
Jerry! Mm-hmm. Which boot you get a hat in, boy?
Look, I didn't buy it here, alright? I brought it from home.
You know how long I want to get one of them?
You see, Delthea?
Jerry, Miguel, you know where Keisha's class set up?
Yeah. Just go right down there by that green tent. Take a right, walk straight down. Take another right, then a left, and you go see it. A blue tent by the stage. Go right down there by
the
green
tent. I get it. Straight down, right, left, then the blue tent.
Yeah.
So, you know, where you going, Miguel?
To get something to eat. It have a boot named Category 5 selling food.
Yeah.
Everything they have selling have something to do with hurricane. They have a... They have a lemon and lime drink mixed with sour cherry. They call it thunder and lightning. Yeah, and it isn't real good. Then they have a chocolate drink with chocolate mosses in it. They call that one a landslide. And get this. They have a currant roll without currants. They call that one blackout. You get it? Blackout. It has no currants.
We get it, Miguel.
Are you coming?
No. We have to go to Keisha. She waiting on us and we late already.
All right. If you're looking for me, remember, Category 5. It's right down this lane here.
Okay, Miguel.
Okay, see you later.
There we go. Keisha must be wondering what happened to us.
Mr. Smart. Mr. Smart.
It's Mrs. Sitaram.
Mrs. Sitaram, how are you?
Good morning, Mr. Smart.
Yes, morning.
Madam Smart.
Delthea.
Morning.
But will you get a hat, Mr. Smart? I see you are my lovely boy.
Well, you know, it's a little something, you know, I brought from home. Mrs. Sitaram, I can't remember seeing you here at the family day before.
Well, this is the first year that I'm taking part, you know. Madam Smart, something wrong?
No, nothing's wrong. Everything fine, right, Delthea?
Yes, right.
So, all you like my boot?
It's nice, huh?
I have everything you're going to need in case of an emergency. But I'm not just selling things, you know. I'm educating people on what they need to have and how to use it.
That's very nice, you know, Mrs.
Jerry, let's go.
I'm telling everybody that every home should have a survival kit. And don't think there's some fancy, expensive thing, you know. It's mainly things they have around the house.
Really? Like what?
Like a portable battery-powered radio. radio or television and extra batteries, your flashlight and some more extra batteries, a first aid kit and a first aid manual.
Jerry, it just sound healthier.
If you're on prescription medication, have a supply in the kit. And also your credit cards, cash and identification cards.
Makes sense.
Are you finished yet? You know, come on.
Jerry.
Matches in a waterproof container and special needs, you know, like diapers or baby formula.
Hey, you have this down to a T, you know, Mrs. Sitaram.
But yes, people need to know that after a disaster, help will come.
Jerry, Kisha is waiting.
Look, Mrs. Sitaram, I have to run. I'll catch you later.
Okay, bye-bye.
All right, bye. Delta, what happened to you, man? That wasn't very nice.
What happened to me? Is what happened to you? Your daughter waiting for us and you finding time to hold her?
Look, it's more than that, all
right? It was not.
Yes, it was.
Look, the green tent. Miguel said to pass here.
Delta, no. Don't try to change the topic, all right?
Take a ride.
Look, slow down, eh? Let me talk about this. You listen to me? Delta, look, I'm talking to you, you
walk
know.
Straight down.
Don't play you ignoring me, Delta.
Take the next right.
Delta!
Jerry, please don't raise your voice like that. I didn't come here to
quarrel. Look, I'm not quarreling with you, you understand?
Jerry, please lower your voice.
Look, I will not until you stop walking fast like a mad woman and talk to me.
Ow, Jerry, let me go.
Look, not until we get to the bottom of this, all right?
Let me go.
No.
We have to go to Kisha class.
Look, we have to talk.
Jerry, people watching.
Look, I don't care.
Jerry, let me go. Lajemwe.
Okay. Look, no. What is this all about?
Tell you, I don't like the woman.
No. It's more than that. And if we have to stand up here until you give me an answer, we're standing up right here.
Jerry, she...
Look, just tell me, Delta, tell me.
It's you, Jerry.
Me?
Yes. You make me feel worthless.
What madness are you talking about?
I don't have nothing special like everybody else.
Where you get that idea?
When Mrs. Sitaram start talking, you just push me aside and do like I'm not even there.
So... That is what this is all about?
It's not just that, Jerry. It's how you just like to talk to Kisha more than me. You just say that our child real bright and you like to hear what wonderful ideas she has. You don't want to even hear what I'm thinking. Why? Because I'm stupid.
Delia, I never said that.
And what about the night of the hurricane, huh? When Kisha get injured and Esme helped by the first aid. Almost every night you have to talk about it.
Delta, look, you're overreacting.
I am not overreacting.
So how long are you feeling this way?
A long time, Jerry. A long time.
Jerry!
Look, you better compose yourself, all right? That's me coming.
She does always choose the worst time.
You could tell me that.
Jerry, Delta, I have some... Delta, what happened to you? You was crying?
Something went in my eye, Esme.
Oh, you all right, though?
Yes.
Good. Jerry, I'm sorry.
So what are you sorry for now?
I do have the speech.
What? What do you mean you don't have it?
What's she doing with your speech?
I gave it to her to type up for me.
Oh.
And Jason took it from me because he said that he could get it done faster and put it in a nice folder so you could look good when you go on the stage.
And with Jason?
He and the daughter get an accident? Oh, nothing too serious.
Oh.
He called me on the cell and tell me it's only the car get damaged, but they're waiting for the wrecker. And they have to go to the police station.
And so, he can't come to the family day.
Yes.
Oh, you could make your speech. You learn it?
No.
Jerry, I'm sorry.
Alright, it's alright. Let's go over, alright? Kisha waiting.
You think you could remember it and write it over?
Look, I doubt it. Look, I took a long time putting it together and I don't have any time to write over that whole thing now.
That is true. It's almost your time to go on stage.
What? Me already?
Daddy, you're just in time. This was just asking if you're coming.
Oh, Kisha, darling. Hey, I have to tell you something, you know, baby.
I'll tell Mr. to reach, right, Daddy?
No, Kisha, wait.
Miss, Kisha. Daddy, here. Miss, my Daddy, reach.
Too late.
I'm sorry, Jerry. It's my fault.
Don't worry. All right, look. I'm going to talk to the teacher and I'll let her know what's going on.
Ladies and gentlemen, I now welcome to the stage our next speaker, the father of our essay competition winner, who is going to share with us his experience during the hurricane. Let's welcome Mr. Jeremiah Smart.
I can't do this. I can't do this.
You have to, Jerry.
Yes, boy, you have to.
I can't.
Deltia, look, I will do it if you come up and marry.
What? I can't go on those...
Come, look, I need you, all right? Otherwise, I can't do it.
All right. Okay. All right, yes.
Thank you. Thank you. Good day. Good day. I am Jeremiah Smart, and this is my wife, Keisha. I mean... Deltia. Yeah, I forgot her name. Yeah. Well, you see... hey, my hat!
I'll get it. I got it. Here you are.
Thanks. You know, the hat and the wind. Well, people, you know, I am... you know, the breeze and...
Good afternoon, everybody. I'm sorry, but my husband lost for words because honestly, his speech that he wrote last night was misplaced. What I can say is that he came here to talk about preparing for a hurricane, and that breeze that blew off his hat just now come just like when you air prepare for a hurricane. If Jerry didn't know the breeze was coming, he would hold down his hat and keep it secure, right? The other night, Jerry said this hurricane season was a rough season, right, Jerry?
Yes. You know, and I have to call it a rough season because it's the first time in years that you know that we experience a hurricane, and it taught me and I think everybody here a thing or two. Not only about the importance of building your house to the building code so that it could withstand hurricane force winds, but also other important things.
Like what?
Knowing first aid so that you can take care of an emergency while you wait out the storm.
Oh, making sure that you clear around the outside of your house of you know of furniture and other objects, including trees that are very close. With the wind, those things could hit your home with a lot of force and cause damage.
My husband almost died because of eating food that was spoiling, you know.
You don't have to tell
if
me
you lose current and the food stay in your fridge for a little while, people. Take my advice. Even if it's looking good, don't take the chance. Throw it away.
Yes, I learned my lesson for sure. Yeah, another thing. I mean, we have to be more careful with the land. People can't continue to slash and burn thing, you know. I see too much people's property damaged from mudslides and thing. I see too.
Yes. A mudslide come down in our backyard and hit down a tree that crashed through the roof over our daughter's bedroom.
Lick it down.
It almost killed her. Imagine somebody's stupidness could have taken my daughter life. We have to stop it.
Yes, exactly.
But the best thing for me was after the hurricane, when a community response group from another district came by to help us out. They made a big difference in cleaning up, you know. And I think that we should organize our own from now and not wait for the next hurricane to come.
No, and for me, what I learned from the experience is that no matter what disaster or troubles you're facing, once you have support, you can make it through. You know, I made it because of the support of my neighborhood, you know, my friends, and, well, most importantly, my wife, who was on my side for everything. And I must thank her. Thank you. Publicly.
Jerry, what you doing? Jerry, can't kiss me.
Today, I will kiss you in front of the whole world.
Oh, Jerry.
It's the hurricane season. It is your responsibility to be aware of hurricane and disaster preparedness practices. Visit the library, search the internet, or visit any of the disaster or first aid authorities for useful information.
In the rough season, maybe you and me. In the rough season, we succeed. Let love.
The Rough Season is written by Eric Barry and produced by Arts in Action, Center for Creative and Festival Arts, University of the West Indies, for the Pan American Health Organization, the United Nations International Strategy for Disaster Reduction, the International Federation of Red Cross and Red Crescent Societies, and the Association of Caribbean States.